T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is that it continues to creep up and that this, quote, cold front is not going to be. But we'll see. Jeannie Zeno joins us now, director, professor of outer political science at Iona College, whose comments have been retweeted by President Trump. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. Good morning.
The polls show that, I guess I'm looking at a Washington Post show here, that 58% support the inquiry, 38% oppose it, 49% support removing Trump, 6% oppose removing President Trump. And, you know, when it comes to these polls, can all of them be condensed down to, or let me phrase the question a different way. How many people are basing their answers, would you opine, based on the facts, based on what has been exposed, what could have happened, or more like, I don't like this guy, I can't stand him, whatever it is, yes, let's do it.
I think you get, you know, the, you know, his base of 30-35%, regardless of what he does, are going to support him, and you know, perhaps a slightly larger percentage on the other side. But I do think in the all-important middle, and I did a focus group on this, in the all-important middle, you do have voters who are saying, look, I'm hearing a lot of noise. If you know, we're going to keep hearing this, yes, do the inquiry. Let's see what's out there. Let's get this done. And let's, you know, if the Democrats have something to show on this, let's see what this is, and then we can judge it. Because the truth is, none of us really know what the Democrats have. We've heard, we've seen the transcript, if people have taken time to read it, we've heard what the White House has to say, we've heard what the Democrats have to say. But we have to wait and see. If the Judiciary Committee has enough, they will draw up articles of impeachment, they will vote on those, and then the full House will vote on those, and then you go to a trial. So I think we're all a long way off from knowing what the facts are and if this is indeed something the American public think is impeachable. And as we know, the Senate and the House may think it's impeachable when the American public doesn't. So there could be a divide there as well.
What about the Senate? Does this go any further in the Senate? Because, you know, we had this discussion. I think we get, not we in terms of you, but people get hooked up on whether they want it or not, on what the House is going to do. And I don't know if I've asked you this before or not, but does Mitch McConnell have any obligation to even bring this before the Senate if the House impeaches President Trump?
It's such a good question. The Constitution is so vague. He doesn't have, at least it, when you read it, just read the words, there doesn't seem to be an obligation in the same way he wasn't obligated to hold a hearing on the nomination of the Supreme Court justice. By the same token, he has indicated he would hold the trial if there was a vote to impeach. So, you know, it's a big question mark. They do not have the votes to remove the president. That is a very high bar. And that's why the president's back and forth with Mitt Romney over the weekend, in my mind, matters so much, because the president has to hold not just his base, but he has to hold moderates, particularly Republicans in the Senate. And any sort of breakage off there is what we want to watch, because, you know, you look back at Nixon, it's the movement of Republicans finally, after several years of a drumbeat to impeachment, that gets Nixon to resign. If they hadn't moved away from him, he probably would not have resigned. And Trump is going to be watching and should be watching Republicans in the House and the Senate for that very reason. And that's also, I think, why his decision on Syria was so important, because you saw a movement away there of Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and other real supporters of his on this all-important issue. He cannot afford to lose them at this point.
As soon as I heard them, we got to take a break. You can answer when you come back. The first thing that popped into my mind, Jeannie, and I pray for our soldiers every night, but the first thing that popped into my mind politically is, if you don't like the conversation, change it. And that's the first thing I thought of. 620. More when we come back. If you have any questions or comments that you can send in without cursing, I'd love to see them at 870-870-621. Traffic now on WWL. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with our friend Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College. For those of you listening, keep in mind, the president quoted Jeannie Zeno in one of his tweets in a positive manner. He agreed with her. Now, let me read some of the text here, Jeannie, in terms of the president's 30%. You said 35%? Let's see. Fake news. Dems will lie, cheat, steal to obtain power. You can't seriously still believe polls, especially from the media. The Dems don't have blank. Otherwise, they would have voted by now. So we're going to wait to see what the Democrats have on the president. Great. These are the same people who brought us the Russia hoax and the Kavanaugh debacle. 67 votes to remove. Good luck, liberals. Not going to happen. This is all. And I give this one credit, Jeannie, because it's a new name. Or maybe you've heard it. This is all polaganda. The media saturates a news. Have you heard that yet or not?
I have not, and I'm going to use that.
Please.
I will use that from now on.
Please.
I need to give credit to the tweeter.
No. Just take it. It's yours. Matter of fact, I would maybe get the president. Give the president that term. He will retweet you constantly. The media saturates the news cycle with constant negative news story. Then ask people their belief based on the negative stories. It is all intended to sway public perception. If Trump ran as a Democrat but still said the things he does that offend people, in quotation marks, do you think that will be hatred? I think you pretty well got the idea, right?
So, I do, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I think we see now Republicans in the House, just as an example, who are trying to use this impeachment to potentially try to pick up their numbers in the House in 2020, or indeed what they would hope to do is retake the House. And I think these types of texts and these types of tweets are part and parcel of that, which is that they feel like there is a large swath and group of voters out there who are frustrated that the Democrats have done this, who are frustrated that the Democrats are not doing the business of the people, that they're all their focus is on impeachment, and they are going to try to use that to retake the House. And by the way, it was Nancy Pelosi who was most frightened about their ability to do that, which is why she tried to hold off the impeachment inquiry for as long as she could. She couldn't do it anymore, so she, decided to run ahead. But Republicans are using that kind of energy and that kind of momentum in a bid to try to take back House seats, particularly in purple districts, and they could be successful.
I know the country is fatigued. I don't think anybody, Republican or Democrat, can say they are not with the Mueller investigation, et cetera. So how incumbent is it upon the Democrats to either get this wrapped up quickly, or do they want it to go on until the election in 2020? And is there a chance that President Trump, and I think that's what you just hinted at, becomes a victim in all of this?
There is a big chance he becomes a victim of it. And let's not forget, both during Nixon and Clinton, that is precisely what happened. And they were able to win elections by large numbers. And again, Nancy Pelosi, Democratic leadership have been fearful of that. So it's definitely a possibility. But I also think, and I would advise President Trump, he has got to take a page out of President Clinton's playbook. He has got to stop talking about the impeachment. Let the people who work for him handle it, like the letter last night. And he's got to get back to the business of the American people, because he needs to show, I am doing the work of the American people on immigration and all these other issues I promised. The China deal, the economy, the Democrats are all focused on impeachment. That would be a winning strategy, or potentially winning strategy, for the president. But he's got to stop obsessing about this on Twitter.
Like Syria, if you don't like the conversation, change it.
If you don't, and by the way, people talk about that as a bad thing. I think that is a smart thing to do. I think it's a good thing. I don't want him obsessing about this. I want him doing his job. Bill Clinton did that beautifully, and it worked for him. And, look, it's true. We would tell our kids, if you're under attack or fighting or whatever at school, just go in, do a great job, keep your head held high, and move forward. And that's what the president should do. Voters want that. Americans want that.
And I didn't mean that in a negative way. I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's a smart thing. You got to get back to your job. Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate your time.
Great to talk to you. Have a good rest of the week.
You too. Let me know when the president retweets polaganda, okay?
I am definitely going to do that, and I'm going to give the Tommy Tucker Show all the credit.
Well, we'd love for him to call in. Thank you, Jeannie. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College. More, we come back 6:30 now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.